Hello?
Hi, my name is Jesus. I'm calling from a recent opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We have a few moments to help us out with a brief survey.
What's that?
Do you have a few moments to help us out with a brief survey? Is this Jody?
It is.
Okay, perfect.
What?
Well, now, it's just a few brief questions. You know, we're calling on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd just like to ask you a few questions, like how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2
About
years.
35.
Oh, that's a long time, sir. Okay. And what is your primary branch of trade? Plasterer, bricklayer, okay. All right. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
I was a foreman.
Okay. Foreman. Okay. Thank you so much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I am.
Okay. All right. Approximately how many weeks? You are. Sorry about that. Sorry. Okay. Bear with me for a few brief moments. Just got stuck on me. All right. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any. Would you say 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks?
Zero.
Zero? Okay, perfect. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say more.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably more.
Now, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. Thinking about
it's pretty hard to find.
I see, sir. And thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Usually it's just whoever is the foreman on the job is steward.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Not by the union, no. Just at the meetings that we go to, they would ask the foreman to report on the job, who was there, and what was going on.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I think through the federal government.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
There should be less.
Okay, less than now, okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably get worse.
Sir. Okay. Thank you so much. I just have a few more questions. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, fallen objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
I'd say the two main ones would be language and drugs and alcohol.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yep.
Okay. In person or online?
In person.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Picketing?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Pretty regularly.
Okay. Thank you.
Say
so
once
much.
A month.
Okay, I see. Thank you for that. I'll add that. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, if you can please help me rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. Local TV news programming?
Probably 1.
Okay. All right. Print or online newspapers?
No, 2 probably.
Okay. 2? Okay. All right. How about friends and neighbors?
Probably 5.
Okay. Radio?
Probably 2.
Okay. And the internet or social media?
Probably 3.
All right. Cable news?
5.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I'm just about done. Just a few more questions. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, foreign policy, immigration, healthcare, support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, the environment, or something else?
Probably immigration.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I have. I've been on 2 different jobs with it.
Oh, okay. So, would you say you heard a lot about it or some about it, or just a little bit?
I know a fair amount about it, I guess.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I'd say not important at all.
Okay. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I guess I really don't know for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Probably GM.
Okay. All right. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Now, his job as president overall, would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Support for labor unions.
I strongly approve.
Okay. Foreign affairs.
I guess I don't have no
okay
answer for that one.
How about health care?
Strongly approve on that.
Okay. How about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And the last one on this list, the economy. Okay.
I guess I approve on it. But.
Okay. Like somewhat approve, you would say?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. We're just about done. Now, and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove? Neither approve nor disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yep.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I'll vote.
Okay. Perfect. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Okay. All right. Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yep.
Now, turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say it's probably poor right now.
All right. Thank you. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair, probably.
Okay. And, just verbatim, or, you know, any expression you would like to provide, any opinion, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Probably by finding quality workers.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. All right. Now, what do you think of the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? As an open-ended question.
Well, they should be working on getting some type of health care and pension in there of their own.
Some type of healthcare. Okay. Thank you so much for that. All right. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it email, text, SMS, at the job site, mail, or union meetings?
Probably all of them.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say four more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Oh, probably half dozen times a year.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong anymore.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Would you say white, Caucasian?
What? White.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just only your first name, sir?
Jody.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, this concludes our survey. Jody, I want to thank you so much for your participation. Your opinion means a lot to us. It helps us build. So thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're busy. And I want to wish you a great rest of the evening, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep.
Thank you.